Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I hope your Mother's Day weekend was a blessed one, a joyous one, and missing your mom like me, like I've been missing mom because she loves Mother's Day, what mother does not. Sending love out to you also. Stepmoms, grandmoms, aunts that are like moms, dads that play both roles, definitely sending out my love. Every day is a mom's day, right? But today, this weekend, Mother's Day. And next, we have Memorial Day weekend and Father's Day coming up. But thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and end of Sunday and beginning of Monday. And I do have a show schedule. Been working on schedules because we're getting back into the full-fledged shows. Officially, you can start calling in, chatting in the chat room tomorrow morning. But if you would like to call in during this broadcast, you can at the guest call-in number. Then you call in and listen. You know, so we can, like, test the waters because it has been ages since I presented a call-in show, a call-in format show. So definitely excited about that. That told you all. We'll be soon when the call-in format be back. So the call number is 646-787-1578. My voice is really raspy, right? It's like midnight here in the States, international friends, and those across the country. I'm on Central Standard Time. Since yesterday morning's broadcast, we have lost two more icons in the entertainment industry. Little Richard and the peanut woman herself. Oh my God. Betty Wright. So Roy Horn, Andre Harrell. Wow. Little Richard, Betty Wright. We're still in the midst of the jogger case, getting devastated by what happened with jogger in Georgia. You know, on Friday morning, I reshared a video. The Friday morning was the 8th. I reshared a video that I mentioned on Saturday morning, and I told you guys this would be the next story to make national and international news. So looking over social media, there has been, oh my God, a series of protests in Indianapolis. Indianapolis is a city I used to visit often in the 90s. I had a significant other that lived in Indianapolis, and beautiful city. The late Reverend Charles Williams, that was president of Indiana, I guess so. I used to visit there pretty often. And that's our vice president is from, he's a former governor in Indiana, right? But oh my God, when I posted the video, I did not know where it had happened. I didn't pay attention to the note at the end of the video when I posted it Friday that it was Indianapolis Police Department because I was just so devastated at what I had seen. But now it is international story, and it's so sad that we have the Aubrey case that is still in. This is serious. This is crazy, and things like this happen often, and it is just devastating. You're jogging, and then you're mistaken for someone else who is a criminal. And he's shot down by vigilante, and then you're on a police chase, and you're live streaming the entire incident until you meet your demise by the hands of the police department whom are badged to protect and serve. And the live stream goes on until the detective turns off the live stream, and we can hear the police officer joke and make antics about the demise of the person, the accused, that they were chasing. That is so sad. I reshared a video from a officer that happened to be African American view. I posted it, and I don't know what police department he is with in the USA, but it's a very interesting commentary that he shared. So, wow. Wow. I know when I was in Texas, the Sandra Bland situation had happened, and police officers and I would talk often about that situation. Even one of my friends who was murdered in 2016, Brent Thompson, who is a big as an advocate of Black Lives Matter, the Dallas PD Department police officer, and he was gunned down where a Black Lives Matter event in downtown Dallas in July 2016. So this is, you know, I'm always talking about the coronavirus and COVID-19, but you would think we would be in the city I'm in, a beautiful city, but the crime is crazy. Crazy, the city of Jackson, Mississippi, the Magnolia State, the hospitality state, the capital where the civil rights movement, my cousin Linda, you guys, she'll be coming back talking, that many of you are familiar with, your social media friends, you're familiar with her, co-hosting here on Blog Talk Radio with me, on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, travel advice and pop culture advice and entertainment lifestyle stories. And she as a preteen, she marched with Mega Evers. Jackson is known for the civil rights movement. And the crime is just crazy here. Like, and it's sad because we're still in the midst of executive order. But what has happened in the Aubrey case, and then with Sean Reed, he has a name, and he reminds me of friends and relatives. And it was so sad on a video that I stumbled upon this evening as I prepared for the show, before I took my nap watching American Idol. His sister and other relatives just devastated, talking about how he was only a 21-year-old, and you know how 21-year-olds are, and now the next time they see him, he would be on a call. Often, and the protesters, they're getting arrested for speaking up for the injustice. So this is crazy. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Then we got to deal with craziness. Hate crimes or vigilantes that mistaken someone, even if it was the criminal that had been breaking into homes, their responsibility was to citizens arrest, I think that's what it's called, right? Until the police arrived. This is just crazy what we're dealing with inside, and especially during a pandemic. Also, like I said, you can call in. Officially, we start call-in shows tomorrow morning, but it would be good to test the waters. At 646-757-1578. I've also been looking at the audience geography for visitors by country that listen to the show. You know, I always mention the top five. So it's, of course, the United States, my native United States, Kenya, China, UK, and Morocco. I must shout out the top five of listeners. So definitely looking for to many listeners returning. new listeners, since we're back to the call-in format, thank you, blogtalkradio.com. I never thought about retiring the show. It's been amazing. My mother was a big fan of the show also. She loved to listen, and I have other friends and relatives and social media friends that are amazing supporters. I thank you all also. And remember, email me at CustardShotEnt, KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. Can start booking guests again. Sean Alexander Hamilton will be a guest real soon. He's an author and he's an actor based in Los Angeles. And he's also one of the moderators for the James Franco group that I created in 2017. And we recently surpassed 1,000K members. We're a private group, so that's a big deal. And a big shout out to James and his mom also, Betsy Franco. Happy Mother's Day to all my friends and their mothers. And like I said, that I'm missing the moms. I feel you. And thank you for feeling me also. But again, email me at CultureShockInc_Beth@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. I must send a shout out to my true supportive friends to the core, my love, Terry. Thank you all for keeping Terry and I in your prayers also individually and also as a couple. We dealing with our challenges. So definitely just in your prayers as much as we like and love each other. And just celebrated more than a year that when he proposed, we elevated our friendship to go into more of a, I always call me wife and I call him hubby. And the fiance without the ring yet. We thank you all for your prayers and your support because we truly love each other and admire each other and help each other through things that we need to get away from, habits and all of that. So he's looking forward to being a part of the show and through office of our pages also. Thank you. Facebook have even recognized our Facebook page. And they recognize that you guys like and follow the page. So we're looking forward to sharing like more pics of it. Things positive note. When we first created the page, he recalled and he said it would be historical, and that's what's in the description. And thank you to those that network with us on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm Beth Entrepreneur individually. The James Franco Project Group has an Instagram that came back to life a day after James' birthday. And he and Terry are like the same time. And my, you know, my brother-in-law, Tommy, his birthday is the same as Terry's too, April 13th. And then I have a nephew, his birthday is on April 13th. And my sister's an Aries. Aries are, woo! you guys are something, but I love you very much. But again, happy Mother's Day to Terry's mom. And I didn't see them today, but I wrote cards. We're in different counties, you know, and we're all practicing executive, the orders safer at home. I did a 2-day isolation at a hotel from Thursday to Saturday. So when I broadcasted Friday, Saturday, I was in secret location because I isolated and practicing. I do my best to practice social distancing. If I can practice social distancing, anybody can practice social distancing. Because anybody, if you know me through social media, or and definitely me in person, you know, I like to shake hands. I like to kiss the kiss cheek. I like to hug. That's the culture I grew up in, living in Southern, deep South Southern culture. And I get, and I, that's a norm for any cultures all around the world, all around America. But this is serious business, and like, and so I know it's very important to practice social distance so we can slow the spread. And thank God, here in the capital city, we have had fewer cases and fewer deaths than any other city in within the state. And this is not only the capital, but this is the largest city in the state also. That the our mayor, our honorable mayor Lumumba, mentioned Friday during an emergency press conference. So yeah, Hey, I'm going into that real quick, sliding into the coronavirus and COVID-19. I think someone's on the phone. Oh, no, that's me. I thought someone had called in. I'm getting excited. It's me. But guys, can't call in. But officially, calls will start on tomorrow morning, or tomorrow's Making Monday. I know I love to come up with like unique names for the different days. So tomorrow is Money Making Monday, and I usually post like Robert Kiyosaki and Dan Patina and Tony Robbins vids on Mondays, and other like motivational Les Brown, Will Smith, Denzel Washington a motivational. You know, inspire you to be the best you can be, make money, live a good life videos. So tomorrow will be Money Making Monday. Yeah, so we can also, we'll talk about the job market. We've been dealing with a historic situation, dealing with the job market, dealing with working and being entrepreneurs and small business owners also. So if you are listening, you can call in 646-787-1578. So I'm going to do more of a recap like I did Saturday and from Friday's press conferences from the city I am in, Jackson, Mississippi, in the state. Again, the mayor is Honorable Chokwe Antetokounmpo, and he had a press conference right after the governor had a press conference on Friday, and he did have good news that the city of Jackson have a lower rate of cases and deaths within the state. We are the capital city, but we are the largest too. Remember, all capital cities are not the largest. And also, on a national average, we have a lower rate than all similar size for the same demographics. And what's amazing, too, we have the symptom collector. We're the first city in the world to have a symptom collector, which is utilized to compile data from coronavirus and COVID-19. And so I don't know the exact numbers, like from Saturday and today. On Friday, the state of Mississippi had 404 new COVID-19 cases and 409 total deaths. 13 new deaths. The mayor of Jackson, he was very reluctant, but he did announce that businesses can start reopening of Jackson. The Safer at Our Sheltered Home executive order is still in effect, just like the governor extended the shelter Safer at Home executive order to May the 25th. But after May 15th, businesses can open up. I know I'm just wondering when we can visit nursing homes. Because I've heard something that we can visit nursing homes sooner than I thought we could. Because I thought that would be like in the third phase. I'm so glad that there's been more attention provided to nursing homes, and I hope the prisons and like homeless shelters and children homes, listeners, I hope that those facilities are provided with proper PPE and also educators and social workers that can educate and community advocates that can educate those facilities and the people regarding practicing social distancing. And kudos to those who get out and interact with the homeless also and help them with practicing social distancing and having the proper items, masks and gloves also. But the mayor, Mayor Lumumba, he announced that the businesses like salons and beauty shops, barbershops and salons can reopen, can start the process. And he announced it on Friday so they could have enough time and restaurants could start to dine in if they felt they were ready, so they can prepare, especially those that have already been PPP from SBA.gov. So he's very reluctant, but he said he felt pressured, but because the state, it's been announced that the state can start the process and surrounding cities will be open, restaurants, dining in, and beauty salons and barbershops. He felt it was necessary because he know the citizens of Jackson and visitors within Jackson would be venturing out into the outskirts to the surrounding cities that are providing dine-in and personal hygiene services, like from beauty shops and barbers. Now, I read an article, I posted an article from WLBT where there is a tattoo shop, and I mentioned a tattoo shop on yesterday. A tattoo shop owner, well, a couple, they're upset because tattoo shops have not been given permission to reopen yet. And I'm wondering about nail salons because I hope I can get my nails done. I'm so glad I can go sit in the chair at the hair salon. So shout out to Tony and Tina's exclusive salon. Looking forward to seeing them again. Tony and I are cousins by marriage, and I was around when that couple fell in love. But I'm a former exclusive hair model for him too, and it's been ages since my traces have been treated by the hands of the one and only Tony Brown. So big shout out to them. He posted pictures of them feeding Tina, giving her morning breakfast. So that was amazing. So look forward to seeing you all soon. So, you know, the beauty industry is, to me, a personal hygiene industry. You all know that I'm a long-time skincare expert and need to finish and get my esthetician's license. And those businesses are like those cleanest and most strictest when it comes to personal hygiene. That's what helped us keep our personal hygiene intact. And gyms help keep us fit, help us keep our immune system where it's supposed to be, or get it to where it's supposed to be. So that's a blessing to us that in throughout the country, around the world, that areas are being reopened. It's good, you know, and like the mayor and the governor and other and on the federal level, you know, they see that and they realize that that's important. That is our personal hygiene. Then those are industries that do have the least insurance, have the least protection, and it has been hard to get unemployment insurance claims. Being an independent contractor, small business owner of a beauty shop or a barber shop or a makeup studio or tattoo shop, that's something that Terry had been like looking forward to because we supposed to be going on like a date to tattoo. We have many, I do not have any, but I've always wanted a tattoo, and I have a tattoo artist. In Dallas, a friend of mine, former boyfriend, one of my friends, who long time supposed to be putting a symbol on my forearm. But with Terry, I'm going to get probably the yin-yang sign, you know. But my goodness. But we got to practice safety. We got to slow the spread. But at the same time, return to a new normal. Return to a new normal and try not to spread and try not to get it. Right, and definitely sending condolences out and love out to those who have lost loved ones due to COVID-19, due to coronavirus. I know I'm heartbroken, the people that I have hurt, and heartbroken by people that I know that have lost people from coronavirus and COVID-19. Like fame, speaking of hair and makeup, Charles Gregory, unbelievable. I was just in shock a few weeks ago. Based in Atlanta. I remember meeting him at the last hair show I participated in as Tony and Tina's hair model in Dallas. And just was amazed to meet him in 97. And you know, currently he stars hair and makeup person. And just ever since we reconnected, he'd always been just an amazing friend. Remembered meeting me back in '97 as a hair model, and looking forward to meeting him again and visiting the salon. So it's just wow, this crazy. I mean, really, it's crazy. So it's so important that we continue to pray. Pray together, pray for one another, spread love. We really are finding, it's like distancing ourselves, but we're finding out what's important. We're finding out who cares, and we're finding out, we're just learning how to put priorities together, or rearranging priorities. And it's amazing incorporating this quarantine lifestyle into our lives. So we all are living self-isolation, quarantine life, that will, most of us, there are still big gatherings happening. I seen on news report yesterday of our ABC affiliate, 16 WAPT News, where a group of teens was like, of this, we're going to have a good time. And so they had like a block party happening, and they didn't care if reporters showed up or not. I heard that when a reporter showed up to film them, gunshots were like, so I don't know what law enforcement did about that story. I didn't see the story again. So I'm like, wow. They were like, yeah, we're all together. We're not practicing social distancing. We have a block party or gathering or whatever. But I guess the kids were like, we're tired of this. And you all mind your business in your lane. So it was crazy, the footage that I did see. Wow. So on Friday also the governor mentioned that of course the salons, the barbershops and the gyms can open. A governor named Tate Reeves, he's Republican. He's one of the first governors to create a task force when Corona was still just in China, ahead of it in coming to the States. But he mentioned, usually it's him and our state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, and also MEMA director, Greg Michelle. On Friday, it was Greg Michelle's assistant by the name of Stephen McCraney. He's the MEMA chief deputy. And so they also not only was talking about Corona, and some people call it just Rona. So not only we'll talk about Rona, but COVID-19, but you guys know tornadoes have been just crazy here in the Deep South and also in other parts of the country. Crazy. I have said crazy like a thousand times. But this is like shocking stuff. And there's other stories that I've been researching. And I am a fan of East Coast to Coast AM. So there's like other stories that I am just looking forward to, because you guys know how I love UFO stories and unsolved mysteries. And so there are like stories that have been, topics that have been spawned that I want to include here on Cut the Shark Entertainment Report. So back to what I was saying about the MEMA assistant director. Like MEMA director Greg Michelle, he talked about Hurricane Preparedness Week was last week. You know, we've been having some horrible tornadoes and strong winds and damages on Easter. About 14 people passed away the week after one. Thank God the past couple of weeks have been beautiful Sundays. Today was a beautiful Mother's Day. But I know other parts of the country, like the Northeast, there were like blizzards happening. But not only are we dealing, like our governor, he was just inaugurated in January. He was two-time lieutenant governor. But we suffered the massive flood. You all remember the flooding that had happened. Then tornadoes hit. Then the pandemic reared its ugly head. So So I must commend his administration, Lieutenant Governor Deborah Hoseman. I must commend them, both of them I campaigned for and voted for. And they're, you know, so I commend them, and I also commend Republicans and Democrats that I supported to and campaigned for. And the community advocates, the fellow community advocates out there all around the world. And, of course, those working on the front lines, the first responders, those that are working in retail, because, you know, that's my background, those that are working in retail, and those in the Avon community, too. Avon, you know, Avon lady. So Avon has been really safe and had closed down the warehouse for a few weeks also. So a big shout-out to my Avon leader and coach, also Miller Group partners, and everybody, Avon community all around the world. Also CTFO, Janet Watson, and also HB Naturals. Big shout-out to you all. So that's the chief deputy mentioned. You know, he talked about the importance of us practicing, following the guidelines in Hurricane Preparedness Week. And the governor mentioned how strict he is and serious about how the businesses need to deep clean daily. They need to have hand sanitizer at their entrance. Customers and clients cannot wait in the waiting area. They must sit in their cars or outdoors, and then when they're back to their apartment, then enter the business. Only one client customer at a time. And another thing that the governor stresses, 65 and older, there are risk in going out dealing with the public in all ages. There's a risk. My sister talked about how she was grocery shopping and a man just was coughing and she feel it on her neck. And I asked if she turned around and said anything. She said she just prayed, you know. And I've had other friends to tell me that they've had experiences similar to that. One of my friends is the bus driver of J-Train in City Jackson. City Jackson's doing a great job. The mayor, you know, when a reporter asked the mayor, why is public transportation still operating? And he answered, because it is essential business. People need to go take care of essential business also. So that remains, and it remains throughout the country, right, and around the world. That's essential transportation, but we're going to go handle essential business, shopping, doctor's appointments, looking for work, filing for unemployment, going to work, et cetera, doing essential business. So let's see. And of course, it's a history job situation going on. So we're going to talk more tomorrow morning regarding Money Making Monday and the situation with this historic job situation. Some businesses are booming. Like I said, I have a cousin from landscaping business, and his son, who helps run the business, he said they are getting calls out of the kazoo, you know. And so there have been businesses created, but some, sadly, have to shut down. There's one restaurant here, owned by an African-American gentleman, a young gentleman, who's owned for like 12 years, announced that he's not reopening his doors. Apparently a miracle happened where he can reopen, and I think he had to let go 17 staffers and see it doesn't happen where they can get their doors reopen. The Outback restaurant in a good location on I-55 North here in Jackson, Mississippi. I've never eaten there before, but Outback, I will, if they keep their doors open, I'll go patronize. So let me share my email address again. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Let me repeat. KULTRESHOKENT Anti underscore Bass at yahoo.com. Also, thank you for networking with me in person and definitely throughout social media. Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports have a page. Many of you are friends with me on my personal page, which is a mixer. It is a social media mixer where people talk about their personal, their professional lives, and we talk about different topics. It's Culture Shock Entertainment Report on my personal page. I mean, you know, it's a good page. I'm going to change the way I kind of network a little bit into a more effective mode, more of a nerd mode, more of an effective mode. An effective mode of monetization and making money too. Like I see so many of you are really got this residual income, passive income deal down pat. So I'm gonna tweak the way I deal on social media. And also I'm loving redeveloping Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports now. And looking forward to when the calls start back coming in, when everybody realizes we're back to the call-in format and also the chat room format. I don't have the chat room open right now, but I do have the studio set up where you can call in. But before I go, let me see going on. Before I conclude the show, see what's going on. Oh, Fossey. He's in isolation, right? And the lieutenant, the vice president, Pence, he's, this past weekend, he's been in like a self-quarantine because, you know, two staffers have tested positive. The president's valet, right? And also Pence's, or his assistant by the name of Katie. But I hear that Pence will be working tomorrow. He will be in his office. So I guess it was something like the quarantine session I did for a couple of days. So he did a self-quarantine. He and the president both have tested negative. And Fossey is negative, but he's in quarantine also, which understandable. I'm surprised it's the first time that he is in quarantine, but wishing everybody good health and praying that this outbreak ends soon. I know we all are, but again, thank you for networking with me on Facebook, IG, LinkedIn. I'm back in the house. Thank you so much for effective network with me on LinkedIn, YouTube. I haven't been active on Snapchat, but I will. And I think by doing some TikTok, so I guess that will happen. That'll happen. Maybe Terry and I and some others will do. You can email me. You're me, the kid, your kid. Awesome music. Fans and musicians. They're looking forward to being guests. Would like me to add your music to the playlist. Any PSA definitely will add. You know, I love add awesome PSAs also to the playlist, to the audio. And let's see, those that would like to be guest cohort or guests, or a topic you would like to discuss or hear discussed, definitely email me, message me. All of that good stuff. But I thank you for tuning in. God is love and love is God. Let's make this world a better place. We can make a difference. I know it's easier said than done. I get down to. But thank you to those. Thank you to God, first of all. Let's put him first and foremost. And I'm learning how to not vent, take it to God and talk to God. You know, like my late mom used to say, put all your cares, worries, baby, in the hands of the Lord. Not a little bit, not most of it, but all of it. And it seems like when I really trust God and I really do that, because he's going to be working anyway, right? But stay calm. If it's something good or something bad, put it all in the Lord's hands. And when I do that, things happen. And so if you don't do that, try it. And let's see what happens. We all do that and see what happens. Well, I appreciate you all and do love you. And this has been pretty good, and I'm so glad to be able to interact. You all be sure to take down a number so you can call in the future. 646-787-1578. Because you might be listening one day. You might say, oh, I'm not going to have a call. But then you might be listening one day or night. A guest might be on and you want to call. But the number is on the website and always on each ad. So thank you. And if you're interested in advertising, let me know also. And a big shout out to the sponsors and to the advertisers here at Blog Talk Radio also. And again, thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for being so supportive. Since I've been a host since 2011, or 21st, and a big shout out to those whom I supported before creating the show, Little Flip Flyboy Radio, whom Scarborough and I befriended, became friends.